Last year, passengers brought more than 1 million emotional support animals aboard commercial airline flights. Now, the rules have been tightened regarding what's a legitimate support animal and what's someone's favorite pet. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The number of support animals on planes have been an issue for airlines and airline employees for several years now. Flight attendants have been bitten by animals. Passengers have brought aboard miniature horses, peacocks, geese, snakes, even insects, on the grounds that they help their owners suffering psychological disabilities such as anxiety or panic attacks. This month, the Department of Transportation attempted to define what is a legitimate emotional support animal. The problem is people can buy vests for dogs and get letters from online sellers attesting to an owner's need for traveling with a support animal. But sometimes those are just ruses to bring a pet aboard. The specific requirements for passengers are too numerous and detailed to go into here. But check with your airline before you fly for the new rules before boarding with an animal. You'll find more travel info by going to the radio show's website, rmworldtravel.com.